Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, Verse 8. Nasishya Anubhadnita, Grandhan, Navabhyasev Bahun, Navyakhyam Upayanjita, Naramva, Naravet Kuchit. A sannyasi must not present allurements of material benefits to gather disciples. Nor should he unnecessarily read many books or give discourse as means of livelihood. He must never attempt to increase material opulence unnecessarily. A sannyasi must not present allurements of material benefits to gather disciples. Nor should he unnecessarily read many books. Or give discourses as a means of livelihood. You must never attempt to increase material opulence unnecessarily. But so-called Swamis and Yogis generally make disciples by alluring them with material benefits. Nowadays, generally people go to sadhus for health problems or in search of good fortune. Yesterday, somebody sent a WhatsApp video where some Christian missionary has gathered a lot of people. He's saying, in the name of Jesus, you will not have any disease. In the name of Jesus, you will be cured of all your diseases. They were stayed. Simply, they become professional. Professional means you practice something and you become expert at that. Whereas we are supposed to talk about realizations, nothing professional, because Himadhar sings very good tunes, so doesn't mean anything. What is to be seen is he attending all the programs, is he enthusiastic. Tunes is some musical talent. So saintly people, they are not something just like, because actually you need one or two ways of chanting Hare Krishna with Prabhupada did. You see all kirtans of Prabhupada. Yes, sir. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You don't hear any Prabhupada singing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. You will never see Prabhupada singing like that. He was not bothered at all. But that will gather only nonsense disciples. The greatest disciples like Ved Gopal. No singing, nothing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, that's good. One time Sakshi Gopal Prabhu told me, Maharaj cannot sing nicely. Nobody likes his singing. I said, that's a qualification. I thought, we were in Jairam Vidyapit. Jairam Vidyapit. Maharaj, he doesn't give masala bharava class. So he was telling me right now, see how he was. Name senior person. He was telling me, Maharaj, people don't like your class so much. What? It is, we are being classed to make whether they like it or not. You speak your realizations. Whenever you speak, you should have a real disgust for the world. When you speak, you should have a mood of renunciation. This world is a horrible, terrible place. When you are really disgusted with this world, frustrated with this world, and you speak, the other man also understands there is nothing in this world. There is nothing here. But you make tunes and this thing, he says, I will also become another Bhagavatkar. Sangeetam is Bhagavat Katha. One time, Radha Govind Maharaj, they are telling, Sukadeva Rishi, he did not go with a team of singers, wherever he was going. Sukadeva Goswami was just traveling alone. Not like modern day program. Now he is going to sing nicely. We are going to play mridanga, things like that. Of course, we need mridanga in Kartal, but not necessarily that you have to be a talented singer. But the effect is your realization. If you have only talent for singing, people are attracted to that, but not into vairagya, renunciation. So what a mood. The mood is that matters, not the tune that matters, the mood. Because your mood is to attract people by your singing. And you get nonsense people, wow, Maharaj, very nice. We want to lead an austere, simple, sincere, dedicated life. It doesn't need any qualification, material qualification to become a devotee. It needs any qualification. Only M.Tech students can become devotees, not others. People who can recite nicely Sanskrit, they can only become devotees, not others. And people are very clean, wise. They can become good devotees. You know that Krishna says something like that in Bhagavad Gita. People who have clean voice, people who are, you can recite Sanskrit verses, people who can get many, many degrees. Krishna is saying simply, because this world is not good, anityam asukam loke imam prapya bhajasama. Anitya Masukam Loke, because this world is a nonsense place. Anitya, temporary. Even the temporary period of your existence. Miserable. Temporary, okay, temporary. But the temporary is also not peaceful. All problems, even in temporary life. So, if you want to be a singer, ISKCON is not the right place. You should go to Cinefield. Go to Cinefield. All varieties people are interested. But here, we are looking for sincere people. People who have faith in the Holy Name. People who want to cure themselves by chanting the Holy Name. It doesn't matter. In Chaitanya Bhagavatam, Dhiro Vadanti, Dhiro Vadanti, I don't know whether Dhiro Vadanti or Murkho Vadanti. We are not scholars, Sanskrit. Dhira Vadanti. Dhira means who are very good in Sanskrit. Dhira Vadanti Vishnaya Vishnave. Dhira Vadanti Vishnave ಮೂರ್ಖೋ ವದಂತಿ ವಿಸ್ಮಯ, ಉಭಯೋರಪಿ ವಿಂದತೆ ಫಲಂ ಭಾವಗ್ರಾಹಿ ಜನಾರ್ದನ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇದು ಭಾವಗ್ರಾಹಿ, ಭಾವಗ್ರಾಹಿ ಚಾರ್ಜ್ ಇದು ರೆಡಿ ಧೀರೋ ವದಂತಿ ವಿಷ್ಣವೇ, ಮೂರ್ಖೋ ವದಂತಿ ವಿಷ್ಣಾಯ, ಉಭಯೋರಪಿ ವಿಂದತೆ ಫಲಂ ಸಮಂ ಭಾವಗ್ರಾಹಿ ಜನಾರ್ದನ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇದೊಂದು ಭಾವಗ್ರಾಹಿ. ಸೊ ವೆದರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೊನೌನ್ಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಗುಡ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಾದರ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಗುಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ಹುಡ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಇನ್ ಯುರ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಗುಡ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಅದರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿಂಗ್ ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ಹುಡ್. ಬಟ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಐ ಸ್ಟಡೀಡ್ ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ಹುಡ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಪ್ರಿವಿಲೇಜ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್. ಡೋಂಟ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ಜನರಲಿ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ದಿ ಬೆಂಗಾಲೀಸ್ ಒರಿಸ್ಸಾ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ದಾಸ್ ಬೆಂಗಾಲೀಸ್ ಒರಿಸ್ಸಾ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಬಿಹಾರೀಸ್ ಈಗ ದಿ ಕಲ್ಚರ್ ಇದೆ, ದಿ ಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಕಲ್ಚರ್ ಇದೆ. ಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಪ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಬೆಂಗಾಲ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು. ಇದು ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ಇನ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. ಸೊ ದೇ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಟ್ಯಾಲೆಂಟೆಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪರ್ಟ್ ಬಟ್ ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಚಾಂಟ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟು ಕ್ಯೂರ್ ಅವರ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಡಿಸೀಸ್. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್. ಸೊ so called swamis and yogis, we know very popular people, so devotees are little interested. What do they do? Why people go after them? A lot of people follow them. Our temple, we don't have so many followers. This Ganesh, Ganapati Sachidananda Saraswati. So I thought, just want, because we don't want to criticize anybody unnecessarily. Valid criticism. It's not that you are envious of them. So no matter what you want to criticize them, then you are ditching your life, no? If you criticize a person just because he is very popular, he is very popular, but you are not so popular, so you want to disrupt the faith of others in them. You came before, huh? Huh? Only yesterday. You took three books. So whenever you have critical opinion about celebrities, celebrated people, you should think twice. You just don't want to, they are very popular, so you take real stock of the situation. What did they do? So this Art of Living, Ravi Shankar Swami and Ganapati Sachidananda Swami was a little curious because they are in the same field, same profession. Also, same profession. I mean, you are also trying to spread spiritualism. No? You are also spiritual. Born again? అరోజు మీకేం చెప్పా నేను ఆ రోజు మీకేం చెప్పా ఇంకోళ్ళతో వచ్చారు కదా రోజు మీరు ఇంకా ఖాళీ టైం అంతా కూడా కొద్దిగా ఆధ్యాత్మానికి అది బాగా నచ్చ చెప్పాను కదా ఇప్పుడు చేస్తున్నారా హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ నారాయణ మీరు ఖాళీ ఉన్నప్పుడు కూర్చొని జపం చేసుకోవడం నేను పుస్తకం చదువుతాను సో గణపతి సచ్చిదానంద సరస్వతి అండ్ ఆర్ట్ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్ రవిశంకర్ ఐ వాజ్ నాట్ లుకింగ్ ఇన్ ది నెట్ టు గెట్ టు నో అబౌట్ దెమ్ బట్ దెర్ ఆర్ సమ్ బికాస్ వీ హియర్ దెర్ నేమ్స్ హియర్ అండ్ దేర్ వెళ్ళిపోతున్నారు కదా మీకు ఒక ఇనప పనిముట్టింది ఇనప పనిముట్టి ఇవ్వండి మీకు ఈయన ఇట్లాంటి గుడ్డ సంఖ్యలు వేసి ఇస్తారు సపోటాలు బొప్పాయలు ఎత్తులో ఉంటాయి అయితే మామిడికాయలు బుక్ బ్యాగులు వేసి ఇస్తాం జనాలు భయపడతారు ఆఫీస్కి తీసుకొస్తే మీ బ్యాగ్ ఏం లేదా దాని కూడా ఇస్తాను మళ్ళీ ఈవినింగ్ వస్తారు రారు మేము ఉంటాం లేదు ఇక్కడ సో ఇన్ మై రూమ్ ఆన్ ది విండో ఎట్ ఐ హ్యావ్ ఎ టేబుల్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ హుక్ అండ్ యూ నో ఎంప్టీ కవర్స్ పుట్ ఇట్ మై మీరు రోజు వస్తూ ఉంటారా నెల్లూరు ఎక్కడ పనిచేస్తుంది ఏం పని హెడ్ కాన్స్టేబుల్ నేను మీ ఇంటికి అని వచ్చింది నేను ఒక ఇంటి కీర్తనకు వచ్చాను నల్లగా లేవగా ఉంటుంది తీసిస్తారు కదా ఇప్పుడు కూతురు ఉంది ఒక కూతురా
ఇద్దరు
ఇద్దరు కూతుర్లే వచ్చాయో ఇంటి బయట అప్పుడు పోలీస్ డిపార్ట్మెంట్ వెళ్ళి ముత్తుకూరులో పనిచేస్తాట కదా కూర్చొని తెస్తాను తీసుకుని ఇంట్లో భక్తి బాగానే జరుగుతుండే ఇప్పుడు మార్పు వచ్చిందా అది మాయాపూర్ కూడా పోయచ్చు మీరు కూడా పోయాలి మీరు పోలేదు వచ్చారు ఇక్కడికి వచ్చినప్పుడు కనిపించిపోయారు మన కార్యక్రమం చేస్తున్నామని తెలిసి ఏం ప్రచారం చేయరు ఇక్కడ కొద్దిగా తెలిసిన వాళ్ళకి వాళ్ళకి వెళ్ళి నవ్వుతారని భయమే పనిచేయదండి హరే కృష్ణ మంత్రం పనిచేస్తుందా లేదా హరే కృష్ణ మంత్రం పనిచేస్తుందా లేదా జపం
చేస్తుంది
కాబట్టి ఎవరన్నా దుఃఖాల్లో ఉన్నవాళ్ళు టెన్షన్లో ఉన్నవాళ్ళు ఉంటే వాళ్ళు మీరు కొద్దిగా మంత్రం చేయండి మనసు ఊరట వెరీ గుడ్ కానీ మీరు ఇతరులకు కూడా చెప్పాలి మంత్రం అందరికీ మాలాగా చెప్పగల కనిపించినాడు కదా సెలెక్టెడ్ మీ మాట చేతిలో వినేవాడు, కొద్దిగా దగ్గర మీకు దగ్గర అయిన వాడు, మీ కింద వాళ్ళు మీ నేరస్తులు ఉంటారు. వాళ్ళ కొంతమంది రాటుదేలు నేరస్తులు ఉంటారు, కొంతమంది పాపం చేసిన నేరానికి కొద్దిగా పశ్చాత్తాపడుతూ ఉంటారు, ఎందుకు చేసేది అంటారు. అటువంటి వాళ్ళు మీరు చేస్తే కదా వెళ్ళారు నాగరాజన చేయండి. సో సమ్ ఐ గాట్ వన్ టైమ్ ఏ వీడియో క్లిప్ ఆఫ్ రవిశంకర్ మెస్మరైజెస్ పీపుల్, హిప్నోటైజెస్ పీపుల్. లెట్స్ సీ అండ్ ఆల్ ట్యూన్స్ నథింగ్ జస్ట్ లైక్ వెరీ ఆర్టిస్టిక్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్. యూ విల్ లీవ్ గిటార్ మ్యాన్ టు స్టార్ట్ విత్ అండ్ దెన్ దట్ గాయ్ ఇస్ ఎ గుడ్ వాయిస్ అండ్ గిటార్ అండ్ సడన్లీ దిస్ రైస్ అండ్ జంప్స్ అప్ యాజ్ ఇస్ నెక్స్ట్ సీన్ లైక్ ద క్లౌడ్ ఈ రన్స్ అరౌండ్ అండ్ పీపుల్ గో క్రేజీ అండ్ దీస్ ఆర్ దర్ టెక్నిక్స్. Techniques, how to build up tempo. My father saw, he is no more now, my father saw that I also gathered some people. He thought that I was just a fool. This guy is wasting his life and I just gathered few others around him. Few others, you are thinking like that. He did not believe that you have to make a profession for propagating Hare Krishna. 2 minutes morning, evening, you do it, 10 minutes. What is all day? And spoiling everybody. You're trying to bring everybody. Anyway, because I was regimental, committed. So you could not say anything where not only that I am just not applying some gimmicks or techniques, but there is a life of austerity, getting up early in the morning, not eating anything, everything, anywhere, things like that. So he kept quiet, but he was watching. This guy, why people want to leave their parents? Why people want to leave their home? Why people want to leave their job and go with my son? What is the what does he do? Generally we preach and here and there out of 100 people there will be 5-10 people who are interested in spiritual life. Like Venugopal. Simple person, simple people become attracted to Krishna. So, my father was curious. He never saw me in the institution. He was an elderly man, retired, confined to house. I come now and then to Vijayawada, go, that time he will see me. But he has not seen me doing a program. So, one time, it happened to be birthday of my sister or something like that. And I did not tell my father because I know that he is skeptical. He is not interested. Not necessary to dedicate life for chanting Hare Krishna. That is his opinion. So I took mother on my side. Today is sister's birthday. We have some kirtan. Mother said, okay, it's okay, we do kirtan in the evening. I am alone, I came to the house alone. So I called some Vijayawada devotees, or ISKCON devotees, 6-7, asked them to make some prasad, sweet and hot. And my father was sitting in the easy chair. There are 3 rooms. in our house. We enter drawing room where people sit down, people meet, and new people come. And inside room where they sleep, further inside room there's a kitchen, and then a courtyard and a... So my father was sitting, yeah, nothing to do, not interested in Japan. So he would use the chair and he would be just watching. Then he would read newspaper for some time, and he would watch, and he would try to share his experience of life. Do like this, do like that. And evening time, the 5-6 Vijayawada devotees came. I was sitting in the drawing room, and my mother and sister were sitting in the next room. I was sitting there and started kirtan. And I did kirtan for 15-20 minutes, and I got up, and all the devotees got up, and loudly kartas, loudly kartas. Then I asked, you are getting into punakam. you just want to intensify the kirtan. You start the kirtan and then you get into a stage. You want to do it enthusiastically. I did. And then it went on. They were all dancing and I was making them dance. I was also dancing. My father, he was newspaper. What is going on here? He's not interested, but curious. Newspaper in front of him. I was also watching. I want to benefit him, you know. Somehow in life he should also hear Hare Krishna. That's why we are saying we should not be professionals. That will spoil the opinion of serious people. If you do professional kind of things, they think for gathering people, making money, these guys, they do the gimmicks, artistry. Anyway, I was watching him and he watched me, and then he suddenly, he was also seeing me. Yeah. And Ketan was very prasad. Yeah, then he told, I understand how you ISKCON people, you gather young people around you, you excite them, you provoke them, they are trapped, he said. I said, no, we are trying to convince people that we need spiritual life. Nothing artistry, nothing professional about this. ISKCON is not just selecting only Satish Kanjai. What is your name? Ramana Reddy cannot join ISKCON, only Satish can join because Satish is a young man. Not like that. We want to screen people who have sincere interest. And whatever facilities we have, we want to offer them. Kindly, we will give you a room. And we have this prasad, simple arrangement for prasad is there. Simple. There is nothing, no. In Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj's balam rice. Balam rice is basmati and ghee rice. Nowadays, if you want to attract people, basmati rice and gomgomalade ghee. You make prasadam like that and people come. Because nice, very nice things to eat. So when people are insincere, in order to attract them, you may have to do this kind of things, as Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj says. And slowly, because of your association, because you are sincere, and you also bring them from balam rice to khichdi. In the beginning it's a khichdi, no, ISKCON, always they eat khichdi, rice dal. So the point is, whatever Krishna gives, use it to attract. You can attract people by prasadam. You can attract people by music. And actually, those people will last who are attracted by your sincerity. When they see that you are a serious, sober devotee, and people say, I want to also practice bhakti like that. Not show. No? So-called swamis, I told about Ravi Shankar, and I also got the opportunity. Some one fellow who is very close to Ganapati Sachidananda Saraswati, he happens to meet me now and then. So, what is their program like? What do they do? So, then people want to work on the sentiments of others. Whereas they are supposed to work on the intellect of others. You work on the intellect of others. As you meet the person, see what is their level of understanding, and you speak to them, it should make sense to them. That's what Prabhupada did. Prabhupada did not work on the sentiments of the people. Prabhupada worked on the level of understanding of the people. Accordingly, he was speaking in a way that appeals to them. So-called swamis and yogis generally make disciples by alluring them with material benefits. So it's a disqualification. If someone offers you, if you become a disciple, I will make you temple president. If you become my disciple, you will be my secretary and I will take you all over the world. That means you are pampering. Same thing, alluring. So a disciple should touch the guru. The guru should touch the disciple. And then that relation will last. Why should I become his disciple? Or why should I accept her as my disciple? So, simply the question is this man, can you give me Krishna? And the Guru will say, can you go through the rigors of spiritual life? Can you go through the storms, upheavals of spiritual life? So you are in ISKCON, and suddenly you hear the news that some murder has taken place in Delhi ISKCON. You get a call from, what is your mama's name, Haricharan? Police. Paramjit, correct. Paramjit will see all over the newspaper. Immediately call, Priyanka. This is happening and you are part of ISKCON. But if you are joined with understanding, you will know that. No, because some nonsense guy has done something. That doesn't mean that Bhagavad Gita is wrong. That doesn't mean that Prabhupada is wrong. That doesn't mean that the systems Prabhupada has given is wrong. Anything may happen in ISKCON, but we are not disturbed. If the person is nonsense and he did something, how does it tarnish the image of ISKCON? We should stand up for that. All right, sir. Somebody like you, he has joined the mission and he does some nonsense and goes away. You tickle that guy. Somebody like you has joined ISKCON and does something and goes away. So that's not the norm of ISKCON. ISKCON people are supposed to get up at 3:30 in the morning. They are not supposed to take any other things. They are supposed to be chanting 2 hours. Kirtan 2 hours, class 2 hours, so read 2 hours, and serve for 8 hours, 16 hours are ours, and another 8 hours you sleep and eat. Where is the time? 8 hours seva and 2 hours kirtan, 2 hours japa, 2 hours class and 2 hours reading. 16 and 8. How many hours you are sleeping?
7 hours.
About 7-8 hours. That means devotees, they have no time for loose topics, gossip, no time. If somebody is finding time for loose gossips, that means he is not, Prabhupada has given so many books to read. And our mind is such a nonsense in Kali Yuga. Your 2 hours will make you all right or what? 2 hours is only the beginning, right? Because if you tell you have to chant for 8 hours continuously, Hare Krishna, I cannot do it. So Prabhupada will balance everything. Little class, little kirtan, little katha, and reading. There will be a variety, change. So you can take it. But you cannot chant like Haridas Thakur and like that, which you are supposed to, if you can. So, the point is, so-called Swamis and Yogis. So, that's what Prabhupada said. I am not here to compromise. It may be America or China or Russia. It may be a rich man or a very educated man. Because you are very educated, all right. Even if you don't chant 16 months, I will give you diksha. But you are a very rich man, I will give you diksha. Now, Prabhupada did not compromise. Whether you are American or whether you are a simple Indian, whether you are a very rich person, like Mafatlal, N.D. Desai, Apar Private Limited. You heard Apar Private Limited? Surya tubes and bulbs, Sima tubes and bulbs, they are proprietors. There are many companies, Gujaratis, N.D. Desai and Rishikesh Bhai Mukhtalal. There are nearly 30-40 industries are there. They are national ranking business people, not some local business people, national level business people. Mukhtalal name you have not heard? Mukhtalal. They make pakodis and what? What is your business? Cloth. Okay. I think you people look like real devotees. Because no idea about what is Mahaputra, when should I know? That is also correct nonsense. But because we are preachers, we club. Why do I see sometimes newspaper? Why do I see sometimes news on the TV or some video, just how to utilize to hit back the society. Not that you want to get hit and I'm leaving. There are nice things to enjoy in the outside world, I'm going. Not for that. Devotees, preachers, they, when they see newspaper, and they read, and they see TV, not with sense gratification mode. How, without Krishna consciousness, people are living a very cheap, meaningless, miserable life. Cheap, meaningless, miserable life. So now, you take lessons from them, and in your class, you talk like that. So that's why a preacher sometimes have to speak to time, place, and circumstance. So people don't go off to sleep. So I will complete this. There are so many so-called gurus who attract disciples by promising cure their disease. Sadhu Nagarki Rogal Nainjainchkodam Gosa. Nenna Vayam Njepyam. Allopathy, Homeopathy, naturopathy, Tirupati. If nothing else, go to Tirupati. And they are going to God for cure. You go to God for total cure. Give up this body. So there are many people wearing saffron clothes, giving medical treatment. Saffron clothes, their business is not medical treatment. Their business is spiritual treatment. Give them spiritual education. Give them spiritual training. This is the business of a man in saffron clothes. But unfortunately, Prabhupada is saying, promising cure their diseases. Increase their material opulence. Swami, my business is not going smoothly. Can you give me some tavis, tayatu, or something, so my business can pick up again. These are lucrative allurements for unintelligent men. You know, when somebody is walking on water, Satish, when somebody is walking on water, it is very big miracle. Is that right? Do you think like that? If somebody is walking on water, Nelamed or another Sunday, they recover Chodan Gotara. ఎవరైనా నీళ్ళ మీద నడుస్తుంటే మీరు ఎగబడుచోడానికి పోతారా పోరా? ఎవడైనా గాలిలో నడుస్తుంటే నేల మీద కాలు పెట్టుకుంటా చూడడానికి పోతారా? ఎవడైనా విఆర్ గ్రౌండ్స్లో ఒక ఆయన నడుస్తాడు నేల మీద కాలు పెట్టుకుంటా టైం తీసుకుని పోతారా చూడడానికి పోతారా? మేము పోము. ఏమి పక్షులు అవి ఇవన్నీ జిమ్మిక్ చేయకుండానే గాలిలో ఎగురుతున్నాయి. చేపలు ఎన్ని చేపనా నీళ్ళలో తిరుగుతున్నాయి. ఒక మనిషి చేపలాగా తిరుగుతుండే వాటి గ్రేట్, వాడు చేపలాగా పోతుండే నీళ్ళ మీద వాటి దిగబోతుంది, చేప కూడా చేస్తుంది అతను. లేదా నీళ్ళంటాడు నాలంటాడు, మనం ఒక రూపాయి పారేస్తాడు పడవలో కూర్చోబెట్టి దాటిస్తాడు. అంటే మీరు చేసినటువంటి అద్భుతం ఒక రూపాయి దాని విలువ, 1000 రూపాయలు మీరు మెద్ద దాటుతున్నాడు. వీడు పడవలో కూర్చోకుండా దాటుతున్నాడు. ఇవన్నీ వేస్ట్ టైం. అంటే డివోటీస్ వాళ్ళకి ఇంట్రెస్ట్ లే, వాడు గాల్లో తెలుస్తున్నాడు. లెవిటేషన్ అంటారు. లెవిటేషన్ అంటే గాల్లో తేలడం. వాకింగ్ ఆన్ వాటర్, నీళ్ళ మీద నడవడం. అసలు సమస్య వచ్చి ముసలితనం రోగం చావు. ఎన్ని తలకాయ పోగొట్టింది ఏమి చూస్తే లాభం లేదు. ఈ ముసలితనం వస్తుంది, రోగాలు వస్తున్నాయి, చనిపోవాల్సి వస్తుంది. మళ్ళీ ఇలాంటి పరిస్థితి రాకుండా ఉండడానికి ఎలా బతకాల? ఈ వాడి నీళ్ళలో తేలుతుంటే, వాడి గాలిలో తేలుతుంటే ఊకే దాని మనకు ప్రయోజనం లేదు. ఫస్ట్ జనాలు వాడికి డబ్బులు ఇవ్వచ్చు, మనకేం లాభం? కాబట్టి మీరు ఎప్పుడైనా ఇట్లాంటివి చేస్తుంటే పోమాక ఎక్కడైనా తగ్గ కూర్చొని కృష్ణ భజన జరుగుతుంటే నేను నా వ్యసనాల నుంచి బయటపడడానికి, నా ఆలోచనలు మార్చుకోవడానికి, మనశ్శాంతి పొందడానికి, నేను భగవత్ ప్రేమలో సంసార దుఃఖాలు మర్చిపోవడానికి, భగవత్ ప్రేమలో పడితే దుఃఖాలనే వస్తానంటాయి, అది ఎవరు ఆఫ్ చేయలేదు. సో ఏ సన్యాసి ఇస్ ప్రొహిబిటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ మేకింగ్ డిసైపుల్ త్రూ సచ్ మెటీరియల్ అల్యూర్మెంట్స్. సన్యాసి సమ్టైమ్స్ ఇండల్జ్ ఇన్ మెటీరియల్ ఒపులెన్స్ బై అన్నెసర్లీ కన్స్ట్రక్టింగ్ మెనీ టెంపుల్స్, బట్ యాక్చువల్లీ సచ్ ఎండివర్ షుడ్ బి అవాయిడెడ్. టెంపుల్స్ అండ్ మొనాస్ట్రీస్ షుడ్ బి కన్స్ట్రక్టెడ్ ఫర్ ప్రీచింగ్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్, నాట్ టు ప్రొవైడ్ ఫ్రీ హోటల్స్ for persons who are useful for neither material nor spiritual purpose. Temples should be strictly off limits to worthless clubs of crazy men. In the Krishna conscious movement, we welcome everyone who agrees to at least follow the movement's regulative principles: no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, and no gambling. In the temples, gatherings of unnecessary, rejected, lazy fellows should be strictly kicked out, disallowed. The temples should be used exclusively by devotees who are serious about spiritual advancement in Krishna consciousness. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explained the word Arambhan, meaning Matadi Vyaparan, attempts to construct temples and monasteries. The first business of the sannyasi is to preach Krishna consciousness. But if by the grace of Krishna facilities are available, then you may construct temples to give shelter to serious students of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, such temples are not needed. All right? Whenever Krishna is sending money, we are not having some big architectural design and going around collecting money. I told you many times, just go and preach. And when money comes, all right, we'll see what we can use. Just like we build this. Now money may come. That means you don't have to go out for preaching or what? Nice prasad is there, money is coming. Every function 30,000 is coming. ప్రచారానికి పోయి చేయాలి ఇంకా డబ్బు లేకపోతే దండుకోవడానికి పోవాలా నాట్ లైక్ దాట్ అదర్ ఫెసిలిటీ ఇస్ దేర్ ఆర్ నాట్ వన్ వేర్ ప్రీచింగ్ మూడ్ యూ విల్ ప్రీచ్ బట్ బికాస్ యూ హ్యావ్ సమ్ ఆపర్చునిటీ డూ ఇట్ యూజ్ దట్ మనీ ఫర్ అడ్వాన్సింగ్ కృష్ణా కాన్షియస్నెస్ నాట్ ఫర్ అస్ టు బికమ్ లేజీ Whether big income is there, that means you don't have to attend Mangala Arati, chant 16 rounds, or don't go out for preaching or what. No. Whether money is there or not, if you are inspired by love of Krishna, if you think that is the highest thing, don't go out and tell people, hey, chant Hare Krishna. Please accept Krishna in your life. Okay? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. గ్రంథరాశ్రమ భాగవతి